with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Thousands of rural farm service offices are partially reopening.
The Agriculture Department will reopen about 2,100 county offices across the country to help farmers and ranchers gain access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. Traditionally, farmers and ranchers have been some of President Donald Trump's strongest supporters. Recently, some have expressed their displeasure with some of Trump's policies, saying he is creating competition for U.S. products, such as importing more beef from Argentina or a $20 billion aid package to Argentina, enabling them to sell soybeans to China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Carolina Republicans passed a new congressional map Wednesday that will give the GOP one more red-leaning seat in next year's midterms. North Carolina House Majority Leader Brendan Jones says the redrawn districts were based on political parties, not race.
The motivation behind this new redistricting plan is straightforward. The new congressional map improves Republican political strength in eastern North Carolina and will bring an additional Republican seat to North Carolina's congressional delegation.
North Carolina is the latest state to join President Trump's mid-decade redistricting push to avoid losing control of Congress. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military has launched its eighth strike against an alleged drug-carrying vessel. The Tuesday night strike occurred in the eastern Pacific Ocean. That's a departure after the seven previous strikes all targeted vessels in the Caribbean. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 334 points, the NASDAQ dropped 213, the S&P down 35. This is SRN News. How influential is religion in this country? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 68% of Americans think faith is generally losing influence in society versus 31% that say it's gaining influence. The survey also reveals that 59% of respondents think that religion is generally good for the country. 20% feel the opposite. Everybody else isn't sure. The view of faith as a positive thing for society has been increasing gradually since 2019. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors decided that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges after his arrest over social media posts critical of transgender people. Linehan, known for creating Father Ted and the It Crowd, was arrested last month at Heathrow Airport. His arrest sparked a debate in England about freedom of speech. This is SRN News. Amazon is keeping up with innovation.
Amazon has robots, artificial intelligence, and now eyewear to enhance delivery from same day, in some cases, within an hour. Amazon has introduced advanced eyeglasses for delivery workers for the first time publicly. The glasses have a small screen that gives turn-by-turn directions, scans package codes, and takes photos for proof of delivery.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Misty Copeland is taking one last passionate spin on the ballet stage before saying goodbye. American Ballet Theatre will fête Copeland on Wednesday evening with a grand farewell gala including speeches and performances. The 43-year-old ballerina was the first and only black female principal dancer in the company's 75-year history. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.